Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We were trying, last week we were trying to get a couple of our really good, crime analysts on. Those would include Phil Holloway and Paul Morrow. And it's interesting, both of them were at this thing called CrimeCon 2026 in Las Vegas. In fact, Paul was leading a panel discussion on the Nancy Guthrie case, so he's going to join us at 4:30. We have, that's right after Sue's News, we have Cusumano coming up. Good weekend for the Cardinals. They took 2 out of 3 from the Cubs. We got the Rangers in town for a couple of games. The NBA Finals are set. The Stanley Cup Finals are set. And the Battlehawks get ready for the playoffs. There's a topic I really haven't followed, even though I'm a big football fan, but we might touch on that as well. Right now, we have Governor Mike Kehoe back on the show to talk about a variety of things, a bunch of stuff coming up with the elections in particular. Governor, how are you? Welcome back. Hope all is well.
It's always great to be on with you, Mark. We're doing good. Thanks for having us.
A lot of questions. Let's start with the income tax plan and the decision, first and foremost, to put that on the August ballot.
Yeah, we said all along we want Missourians to vote on this plan. We think it's the most, probably one of the largest policy pieces that our state has faced, and possibly in decades. And again, this puts us in a competitive position with other states who are trying to grow their economy, grow their population, and provide opportunities for their residents. And we think we campaigned on this. We told Missourians we're going to put a plan forward. Whether they agree with that plan, we don't know. We sure hope they do. We think that will be a good thing for them to vote on Amendment 5 in August, and we're hoping they vote yes.
So, look, I want you to understand here. I'm on your side. I'm voting for this thing. I'm trying to make the case for it, Mike. But what I'm hearing from a lot of people, even some folks on our side, is that, you know, it's going to fail and that it was the cart before the horse a little bit with the carve-outs. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. Some people are calling it a power grab. I mean, I got involved in a Facebook exchange. That's always a mistake last week, where I'm trying to tell people, look, nobody's really looking at this like you're going to have a lot more money in your paycheck. But they're buying into some of the scare tactics and the talking points. So that concerns me as we move forward, because I personally want it to pass.
You're right. There's a lot of misinformation out there. And we said from our State of the State speech that there will be three categories that we won't touch. And when we revitalize and kind of regenerate a new sales tax code, which hasn't been done since 1931, we would not touch agriculture, healthcare, or real estate. Billionaires and that have been largely pocketing money in the e-commerce sector for years in our state need to be accounted for and to level the playing field for our small brick and mortar businesses. So that's the concept behind this, Mark, is let Missourians decide whether they think we should eliminate the state income tax. And if they say yes in August, the reason of moving it to August is gives us more time to look at and work with other interested groups, whether that's family farmers or business groups or individuals, on what a new sales tax code could look like. Look, other states who have this no income tax environment have grown at a pace much, much faster than Missouri has. We're losing population. They're gaining population. You can't continue to do that for too long. This is an option for Missourians to look at to see if this doesn't make sense for our economy and for their families.
Look, I think it's big and bold, and that's one of the reasons, Governor, that I like it so much. You know, and I love what you said there a couple of minutes ago, because I've been trying to tell people this. They keep saying the realtors and all. I'm like, the governor has made that clear that that's not going to happen, but that's not stopping people. And again, what I've heard, this is anecdotal, of course, that older conservatives, you know, those over 60, and let's talk about retirees, because that is one of the claims that, you know, retirees aren't getting necessarily a paycheck, but they have to pay the sales taxes. So what would the response to that be for, you know, seniors that are concerned about this?
Listen, everybody on top of everybody's mind is property tax and different tax assessments in various counties and communities across the state, by the way. This is the one chance that you have, since counties can't actually gain from a revised sales tax code. They have to stay neutral. This is the one chance where we have different municipalities to now to roll back some of those fixed costs that affect our seniors so broadly. The other thing seniors pay a lot of is on health care, and we've been very clear we will not support anything that has additional taxes on health care. So there are some protections in there for seniors and other Missourians. We want to make sure, again, we have to be in a state that's competitive where our economy can grow and our population grows. It's just like business. If you're not growing, you're dying. And Missouri is not growing right now.
I know. All right. And then there's some other ballot issues, though, that landed in August as well, weren't there?
Yeah, the Amendment 1 is the Parks and Soils, Water and Sales Tax, very important to our state parks, very important to conservation groups, very important to our agriculture community. We think that breaking them up and getting them into the August ballot is a good position for them to be in, because November is going to have a lot of competitive issues on it, and so this is a good spot for them to be. The IP reform that you and I think care very much about, that
absolutely
would make it raise the bar so that these billionaires from the East and West Coast who want to come in and change Missouri's Constitution overnight, makes it a little bit harder for them to do and really puts it back into the power of the people.
Governor Mike Kehoe is here. What is going on with the St. Louis Police Board in the city right now? Can you explain that situation?
Well, as you know, we are a huge supporter. Again, it's another issue we campaigned on, is returning city police control to local residents that are under state-appointed members. Unfortunately, there's some folks within the city that have not decided to prioritize, in my opinion, public safety in the St. Louis Police Department, that we need to make sure that's prioritized. And our Board of Commissioners has done a great job battling through, not only trying to take care of our men and ladies in blue, which is my number one responsibility, I think, as governor and as I think any elected official should be. We protect those men and ladies who are putting their lives on the line. But we need to make sure that our police department is funded appropriately and that we can start backfilling those empty positions. Over 300, 340 is the latest number I've heard of empty slots on the police department. So, you know, it's about prioritizing. You and I know that. When you have budgets, you have to prioritize. I think the community's budgets should be prioritized around public safety. I'm hoping that we can get to that part of the conversation, really put some meat on the bone on what it takes to improve the safety of the residents in St. Louis City.
I think it's crazy that sometimes the words public safety are left out of some of these things. It's stunning to me. Have you spoken with the mayor about this? Because obviously she's got a different opinion right now.
Listen, I'll tell you that Mayor Spencer has had, you know, some tough environment thrown at her. You know, 32 days in the office, she has a tornado rip right through the major parts of the North St. Louis City, close to where I'm from. She's had her hands full, and so I'm not going to bash the mayor over this. The only thing, yes, and I have talked to her personally.
Okay.
The only thing I've asked the mayor and other city leaders, the Board of Aldermen, et cetera, in the city is, budgets are about priorities. They're not easy. Missouri is facing some tough budget times as well, and I know the city has some tough budget times, but I'm hoping that they will prioritize public safety. I think if you do that, a lot of other problems can get cured.
What is your work, perhaps behind the scenes, in front of the scenes right now when it comes to data centers? We've had a lot of opposition, you know, to that in rural areas. St. Charles, that's come up down in Festus, too. There's some urban data centers that I think are moving forward. But look, we need these data centers for AI, but they've become a NIMBY issue to a certain extent. So what is your stand on that right now?
Well, let me just say, President Trump is the one who has said it the best, I think, is that data centers and AI is the space race of our time. They're not going to be building a data center on every street corner. And as I've told many of the elected officials, if not every one, you might have heard me say when we opened the one that we did a couple of weeks ago, they have to be right for the communities. And I know there are some folks out there that are concerned about this, and rightfully so. But remember, the property owners who are selling their property to these developments, they have property rights too. And they're the ones that, you know, you can't just have government go in and tell them they can't do it because they have property rights as well. So it's got to fit the community. But a $15 billion investment like the one that you saw Google announce just a few weeks ago is something that will never happen for that community again. If they say no and they decide they don't want it, and they can if they want to, as you mentioned, other communities around the states have said that, that's an investment that's never coming back. And I would say it's probably a generational game changer for some of the folks in those surrounding counties. Who will not only be involved in the construction jobs, which is of thousands of them, but in the operations of the center going forward. So it's not, you're seeing the focus on some of these that are very much in the news. Again, social media is driving a lot of the conversations. I would just encourage folks to stop and try to look at where the facts are. We've seen some very conservative groups physically go to some data centers in other states and film them and interview the surrounding residents about how the data centers have fit into the community. And it has not been as bad as what some of the social media comments you're seeing. So we have to get in front of what the facts look like. We have to agree. I agree with President Trump that AI and data center development will be the space race of our time. And look, foreign countries, Mark, they don't want us to have these data centers. They want to be the ones that control AI. Yeah. So there's a component of this that's definitely driven from some influence from non-friendly countries to the U.S. who don't want us to have these things.
Well, one thing going back to the election, because we are in a position right now with the courts and everything, the new map that was drawn is the one that's going into effect this fall, right? That's rock solid?
That's correct. Missouri First Map now has had four challenges with the Supreme Court. All four of those challenges had unanimous 7-0 victories in favor of this is the appropriate map, or the process that is used to develop the map is the appropriate process that we use.
I've saved the most important question for last, Governor Kehoe. Have you or will you go tarps off at a St. Louis Cardinals game eventually here in St. Louis? Everyone's going to answer that question. I'm just telling you right now.
Fredbird did it.
I
mean, if Fredbird does it, who can't do it? As you know, I'm a huge Cardinals fan, not because I'm on with you. Let me tell you something funny. I was introduced when we made the big announcement for the Royals facility up in Kansas City. The owner of the Royals introduces me to the press conferences. Here's Governor Kehoe. He's a Cardinals fan.
Oh, that's all right. Well, we're okay with that.
But yes, I am. I'm proud to be one. I think my wife, after 37 years, might leave me if I took my shirt off at a baseball game, much less the voters and my friends in the...
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with Daily Dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
St. Louis area. So I'm going to let the young people who are really good at that,
yes,
mark,
good
who
answer.
Have a body that would be okay with their shirt coming off, take care of that.
Did you see Coach Drink over the weekend? Like, he teased it like he was going to take, and he's like, nope, I ain't doing it, and I'm not doing it either. So I challenged Senator Schmidt to do it. We'll see if he does it maybe at the congressional baseball game. Governor, great to catch up with you. I really am rooting for you on the income tax plan. I think you're up against it here, so I hope we can change some of the marketing here over the summer and see if people can at least think about this and think through without all the scare tactics.
We're going to work hard, and I appreciate your support. We'll get more information, let people decide for themselves.
Okay, take care, Governor. Thank you. That is Governor Mike Kehoe. By the way, you know who has gone kind of, and I think this happened like last week, but they keep showing it, and my wife pulled it off of social media, and she shared it with me as well. Did you see the Mad Hungarian take off his shirt? Oh. Al Hrabowski?
Didn't he threaten to? Did he actually do it?
He did it, but wow. Let me tell you something. Like, how, let's figure this out here. We can do this in real time. How old is Al, do you think?
I don't know.
Okay, Al, by the way, I love Al. He's fantastic.
Yes.
So he is, no way. Dude is 76 years old.
What? I would not
I've never
have
looked,
guessed that.
I've never looked good that good with my shirt off at any age that he does. So he had, like, dude is, he's big
wow.
dude and he's got,
yeah.
I'm jealous. Let me just say that. I have, like, no body strength whatsoever, certainly upper body strength. So I give Al some credit for that.
Heck
because
yeah.
I don't think it was AI. It was all Al.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy, it took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.